So today you can see we did meditation about the about five terms over here. And next week probably we will move to the towards the right side. For today meditation we did the birth, aging, sickness, death, and after death with a mind-made body you have this pain because of not having a body. So you can see this the birth that is impermanent, and then is suffering, and therefore there is this separation from what is pleasing. And again we went from birth side to the aging part, so that is the changing nature, and putting those three combination, this combination going down over here and to the right side, you say that if it is impermanent and it is suffering, and if it is changing, is it befitting to regard it as mine? So that's the essence of this meditation. And you can, if you want, you can go a little bit further while you are at home. You can see this separation from what is pleasing. If you are separated from what is pleasing, what you left with? You are left with displeasing things. So then you are coming into union with what is displeasing. Because I want to birth, what I get is aging, sickness, death and all those things, bad ones. So since I don't get what I want, you can see, because I am separated from what is pleasing, I am left with displeasing things. So you can see I am going from this number 10 to 11 side. The 11 is the union with what is displeasing. And so don't worry about the Dhamma, the teaching reckoning with those numbers. I'm just using that one to guide this one. That part is another meditation. But it is true that if I have the union with what is displeasing, then I am saying it is not self. That's the meditation we applied last week. And again, you can go to the right side of the diagram and you are going down and then you are meditating on these parts over here. So if you are going little bit from the right side, you can see there is this aging and there is sadness. If I have aging and if I have sadness, then I am saying again, I have the union with what is displeasing. If you need to, if you can remember these six or seven terms now, because we talk about two down here, the first column, one to the right, and then we arrive at separation from what is pleasing. Right? So only four terms, meditate on the four terms, and then you can later on, they are so powerful. Don't underestimate the power of this one. If you understand that birth is suffering, if I am being born in hell and animal realm, and so on, if you apply this one, I guarantee if you are successful in applying that one, your mind going to a very high concentration. Very, very high concentration using those four terms. You don't need much here. Because although I am talking about four terms, you have to accept with the birth, aging, sickness, death, and I am in a mind-made body without a body. If you understand that, then you can actually contemplate very heavily on that one. Only four terms, not many instructions. If you have many instructions, hard to meditate. If you have few instructions, you can do very quickly. You can arrive at a concentration very quickly using those four terms. I'm saying this one having done this. So if you do that, and then you can reach a little bit to the right side in the next meditation. Don't do it at once. Unless you are an experienced person. So when you apply, you normally apply about five or six terms here. It's like these terms, if you write down in a piece of paper, it looks like this sort of a pattern. Three terms under the first column, three terms under the next column. So you are going through the first and the second, going to the third across. That's what you did today. And then you are saying If I have the third one over here, that is this separation from what is pleasing, then I am going with the union with what is displeasing. So you can go from here to there. So that's what is marked in the diagram. So you can write it down in a piece of paper on your own, then you will see this pattern. What you get out of this is the first you get the concentration. Your mind becomes rapturous, the pleasure will start from your head or somewhere, it flows through the body. When you contemplate about the suffering, you get the rapture, the happiness. And it's a marvelous thing, because when you contemplate about the suffering, why? Because your hindrances are suppressed and you no longer attached to these worldly things. That's why you get the happiness. Do you have any questions?
If you can give us a little bit more clarification on this, the birth, what we discuss here is that particular person was born so attached to the worldly thing, and he is so attached to that one, he is looking for similar sort of place to live in the next birth. And that is why he is looking, if somebody is attached to so the human life thing, and he is not going anywhere else, and generally regarding, so thinking of, we don't in similar sort of way. And the other thing is this, the sexual feelings and also the thing, and once he sees also the thing that is also an attachment to him, and is that the day he end up with the mother's womb?
Yes, because that, first of all, now we need to understand, if I am not clinging to this food and the sensual things, sexual things and so on, then I won't be looking for anything over here, so I'm apart from this world. So why I'm coming and, you know, gyrating around this world, looking at these human forms and that one? As I said, that I used to live with such and such a body, I do not think about a life beyond this body. So I remember, you know, taste and things and the feelings that I had. So I am going after those feelings, and therefore I am looking for such and such a thing. If you are lucky, you can have human form. If you are unlucky, then you can have animal form. Because you can have the taste. You can eat flesh or whatever thing with that animal form as well. So that's the sad situation. And if you are so unlucky, go to hell. So much punishment and suffering over there. No pleasure. So, that essentially, that is it. And because we haven't got rid of this, if someone hasn't got rid of this sensual desire, then that person is, you know, sort of bound to either this. We are bound to hell, animal realm, plane of departed, human worlds, and the six divine realms. If someone has got rid of those sensual desires, then he will be going out of this world to a Brahma world. Yeah, so he is out of this thing. Others are looking for birth because I want to have, you know, food and things like that. I want to bite it, taste it. So all those things related to that one. And you see, while you are in the womb, that you actually, you see the other, you know, the children as well. You see your sister. I can remember I was looking, I see your sister. Well, she's my elder sister. So you are looking at those things as well. They're playing, you know, all those happiness they have. So I'm also thinking that happiness. So I'm happy to go to that jail and live in that jail. After that, you have a permanent jail for 8 years or 50 years, whatever thing. This is your jail. Can you, with the mind-made body, you can, you know, fly around. You can even go to Brahma world. But with this world, you can only jump up in a few feet, that's all. Otherwise, you need to get into a plane and go. So this is very heavy. You need a vehicle to carry as well. And it's full of food. Nothing else over here. full of disgusting thing, urine, excrement, and saliva, blood and all those things. And do we want it? That's what we need to think. Do I want such a form again? Do I need it? Think thoroughly. If you really want to live, I would say go to divine realm or to a Brahma world and live over there rather than living in this human world, suffering. You are not stable over here. But it doesn't mean that it is ending over there. You need to go think that I will end somehow.
Is it the soul to come or the level of this
to be, to go beyond this world and
So that depends on the soul, the karma or the level of the world.
Karma creates a big part. That's what I said. If you have unlucky in the sense that you have done bad karma, therefore you're going to hell straight away. If you have done some bad karma, go to animal realm. And if you are a little bit, you know, less than that, you go to pain of departed. And if you are away from that to a certain extent, that depends on your eye to view. So all those beings who went to animal realm, plane of departed and hell, they went there because of the two conditions. Buddha said two conditions are the wrong view and the not having virtue. So virtue means you are killing, stealing, sexual misconduct and all lying, harsh speech, frivolous talk, slander and those sort of thing. So having done that wrong, you can see you have the bad karma. So not having virtue, not having the right view, that view that this is suffering, that sort of thing, you know, this is birth, is suffering, age, is sickness, death, all those things, not having those view, which lead to those words. So if you are contemplating, then you have the right view, you have a fair chance, very good chance, even if you don't attain, that you will not be born on those worlds, because you cannot have a right view unless you have the virtue. You got to have the virtue first. So depend on the virtue, you keep on practicing to get rid of these things. So therefore, you go into the higher world. For example, if you become a stream enterer, or once returner, or let's say stream enterer as a minimum condition, most of them won't be born here, even in the human world. They don't be born. They won't be born unless you see a Buddha is here and then I want to be born sort of thing. They won't go up to the divine realm. This is so much suffering. If you think about the life over there, if you can see, I can see them. So you would really want, would you like to have a life that ends in 50 years, 80 years? Or would you prefer a life that goes for million years, 10 million years? I'm so stable. I can study, I can meditate, I can do that one. And when the Buddha gave a discourse, for example, the Dhamma discourse, where would be the most people attending? They are from that world, not from here. It's something like if there is one person attending over here, there will be 10 divine beings attending over there. And there's quite a lot of Dhamma in those worlds. Because from the Abhasara Brahma world, Akanita Brahma realm, those beings who are enlightened come and teach them over there. There are temples on those divine realms. And they practice virtue as well. So is this a wrong thing that spread in this world, that those are the sensual desire world and so on thing? This is a really bad sensual desire world compared to those divine realms. They are great in that sense. This is the worst one. So having born over here, we say, oh, this is the best sensual desire. Those divine worlds are, you know, sensual desire. This is the worst sensual desire world to live on. Why we were born? Because we didn't have much merits, much skill sets developed. Those, when you develop skill states, that's what I said, stream mentors, they go over there. They don't come over here to have suffering.
And again, if you want to listen to Dhamma a longer time, that's the best place to do that, because this is only 50 years or so.
That's right.
And you don't have enough time. That's a longer time, so you have more chance to attain if you want to.
It is. And also, when the Buddha is here, you can come from there and listen to Dhamma. How many divine beings comes here to listen to Dhamma, right? So you have the ability to learn Dhamma over there, practice Dhamma over there. You have ability to come over here and do that one as well. It's like that I have my private plane. I can go anywhere I like that. So that's what I'm saying. If you are so fond of living in the sensual desire world, please at least go over there. Not having the suffering. So what you need to have the right view and then the practice this virtue. So you are better off in that sense. I think we will stop for today.